James Kincaid, a.k.a. Bimbo Jimbo, here with another interview at San Diego Comic-Con. I am with the Darewolf, PJ Black of Lucha Underground. PJ, how's it going?
Good, brother. Good to see you.
How's Comic-Con treating you?
It's always fun. I mean, I'm super nerd inside, like we all are, and that's why we're here. You know, you get to see a bunch of people I haven't seen in a while, and people dress up, and, like, I love the cosplayers. I love the crossover cosplaying. That's my favorite, when the people do, like,
like the mashups.
Exactly, yeah. Is that what they call it?
Mashups? Yeah, something cosplay. Like that. Yeah. I mean, who can keep up with what they call
right,
it?
Right, whatever. Like, that's, to me, that's one of my favorite parts, for sure.
So are you into, like, the comic book scene and stuff, like, or the movies, or what do you sort of like to geek out about?
Growing up, we didn't have access to a lot of comic books in South Africa and stuff like that, so I'm more, like, fan of, like, especially, like, the Marvel stuff. I'm a huge fan of the movies. I didn't read the comics, so I don't know the storylines. Like, all my friends are like, oh, no, this is wrong, or this was supposed to happen, which is cool, but, like, I prefer it that way, you know? But I grew up, obviously, watching cartoons and reading, you know, like, the nerd culture. All the stuff.
Which is all the rage right now.
Exactly.
Which is sort of
especially
a funny...
80, anything 80s pop culture related, that's like, my thing.
So do you get to actually enjoy the con after this stuff and everything like that?
We're pretty busy. We've got a bunch of stuff to do. Last night, we walked around just outside the convention and stuff like that, which is always fun. Like, just feeling the energy of people and, like, seeing, you know, the cosplayers walk around and, like, just people just having a good time. And it's just a good energy to be around. I wish I could stay longer and go inside the convention and buy a bunch of toys.
Yeah, save your money.
All my friends, like Brodus Clay, a bunch of my friends send me messages like, "This is a list of stuff that I need." Like, I was like, I wish I can get around to it, brother. But
dude, that's awesome. But be glad you're saving your money though a little
bit.
But you spoke about the vibe and everything like that. Talk about the vibe at the temple and everything. And just what was that first experience like? And just as it's, like, evolved, you know, just seeing the believers.
Unreal. Like, I've wrestled in 81 countries, 48 states.
Wow.
I've wrestled all over the world. I've wrestled big pay-per-views. I've had many mania moments. I've done everything, but wrestling in front of the lucha audience, the believers, it's by far my favorite thing in the world. Like, the energy in there is unreal. Like, as performers, like, we feed off people's energy, and, like, if we have fun, people have fun, and the more noise people make and the more energy they feed us, the crazier stuff we do, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I've done some of the stuff that I never thought I'd do in the temple, and, you know, and same with the other characters. Like, a lot of people have done the same thing, and it's a completely different energy. I cannot describe it in words. It's just every time we go out there, like, I want to do something crazy, you know? Like, I feed off the energy of people, and I just go crazier and crazier, and I don't know if crazy is the right word, but, like, it's a vibe, it's a feeling, you know?
Like, it is, and it comes across on TV, and just looks like it's almost like a symbiotic relationship,
right?
You know, they're feeding off you, and you feed off them. Yeah,
that's a good word, so that's a good way to put it, for sure.
Yeah, it's cool to watch. How did you sort of get tapped into them? Because you joined in season 2, if memory serves correctly.
Yeah.
How did that come about for you?
Okay, so season 1, I just left WWE, and they actually called me for season 1, but I've never heard of the show, so I wasn't really interested. At the time, too, apparently the head writer called me on my phone. Apparently I was drunk. I don't drink anymore, by the way. But I told him, I go, call me back in a year. It was October 1st. And he called me back exactly a year later. And obviously in that year, I watched Lucha Season 1 on TV. And I was like, how the hell did I say no to this? This is phenomenal. It just, like, the first episode I watched just pulled me in. And he called me back a year later, October 2nd. And then October 4th, I started Season 2.
Awesome. How did you come up with the Darewolf character? Was that something that you sort of already had in mind, or were already doing on the independent circuit?
I actually pitched that character to Vince a while back. I kind of just, when I was in WWE at that time, 2012, 13, I think Twilight were big movies at the time. So, like, the fans started calling me Cape Town Werewolf, which kind of just stuck, which was cool. And I've always been, like, into the Daredevil stuff, and I was a huge fan of Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I took Werewolf and Daredevil, and I made one word. I made Darewolf. Matt Stryker, like, helped me come up with that, actually. And, you know, we were going to do something with that. WWE actually trademarked it. And in the U.S., copyright laws, if something is not used for 6 months, you're allowed to, it gets abandoned. So as soon as that got abandoned,
I swooped it.
I copyrighted it myself for future stuff. And I actually pitched it to Vince, but nothing came of it. Because, like, at the time, that's the reason I left, too. There's just so many people, so many characters. You know, there's not enough time, even though they have a network and they have 3 hours, six, what, seven, 8 hours a week of live TV, there's still not enough time for everyone. I feel like they put the, play the same characters, the same storylines, which is sad because there's so much talent on that roster, and that's the reason I left. Funny story, actually. So I pitched this character to Vince, the Daredevil character, and I filmed my own vignettes. I did some skydiving, some base jumping. I did some backflips on a snowboard, backflips on a mountain bike, backflips on a motocross bike. I did some big wave surfing, like any extreme sport you can imagine. I put in this video, right?
Like the and Mr. Perfect of extreme sports, yeah, almost.
Exactly. And after the video, Vince stands up and he looks at me and he goes, I did not know you could juggle. There was a little clip of me like juggling fireballs.
And oh, wow.
The clip is actually on YouTube, so you can check it out. I posted it out on YouTube. And, and that's all he was interested in, which made me laugh so hard. And then, you know, it also made me give up on a lot of pitches.
Chris Jericho talked about in his most recent book, No is a Four-Letter Word, how he pitched this idea to Vince. Yep. And Vince was eating at the time, which I guess is like a big like kiss of death. Yep. And like Vince could only comment that his steak was bad and just like killed the like the idea dead. Was that like pitching an idea to Vince? Like how hard was that for you to do? Or, you know, was it pretty open-door policy?
It is open-door policy for some people, but think about when I was there, there was a ton of people. There was actually a line outside his door, so it took me 3-4 hours to actually get in to pitch this idea to him. And I mean, he did love the idea. He's just like, his world is completely different to ours. Like, I wanted to ride a motorcycle to the ring, like wheelie a motorcycle to the ring. And he says to me, he goes, bring the bike next week. And now we're in a different state every week.
Yeah.
So I couldn't bring the bike to wherever we were in Tennessee or something at the time. I was living in Florida at the time, and I was like, I looked at the schedule and I was like, okay, great. In a month exactly, we're in Florida. So I'm going to take my bike to the TV and show Vince that I can wheelie my bike into the ring. And that day he had to leave early, so I never got to show him. And then the next week something else happened, and it was just like one of those things that just, it kind of just goes away, because that's another thing about WWE, it carries on. Like, if something doesn't happen the next week, something else will happen, and then something, it'll just keep going on. So like, I kind of got lost in the shuffle, and that's one of the main reasons I left.
Yeah, and now you're in Lucha Underground, and they do things completely differently. It's something, as a lifelong wrestling fan, I've never seen before, and it totally energized me about pro wrestling again.
Same.
How do you like the sort of like the seasonal format and the sort of almost comic book like episodic format?
I love it. I absolutely love it. So it's shot like a TV show. So the storylines have an end, you know, like and like a TV show, it has a cliffhanger. So it's like, oh, what's gonna happen with that character or that storyline?
Yeah.
Which to me is super exciting, especially for a wrestling show. You know, like, not to knock like WWE, but like the whole year they work towards like a storyline, and you get to see the big match finally at WrestleMania, and the next night on Raw you see the same match.
Yes.
It's like, ah. You know, but I mean, that's just the nature of the business, I guess. You know, like that's a different format they have. If they had seasons, they would do things differently. And that's what I like about Lucha. So we don't have a pay-per-view to sell. We don't have a box set DVD to sell. We have seasons, and it's like a TV show. So there's a cliffhanger, and that's what I like. It's a different format, and it's working for us.
On a personal level, seasonal format, just as an outsider, seems like it would be beneficial to the wrestler, too, in terms of being able to maybe balance your work and personal life and your health, too. I mean, if you're not go all the time, is that something that's been helpful to you?
Definitely. I mean, yes and no. Obviously, it's cool to be on TV, on live TV every week, but then the seasonal stuff, it has its pros and cons too. You know, you get a break for a little while, and you can take other bookings, and I get to like interact like this with like fans, and I go to cons and like do other stuff, where WWE is just like go the whole time, and that's cool too. But like, I like the format that Lucha is following, that it's like a TV show, and like we actually get to do like not only Comic Cons, we get to do like movie conventions, which is phenomenal. And there's like a bunch of people who's never seen wrestling. I spoke to a bunch of fans the other day. They were fans of Game of Thrones and Walking Dead and some other TV show, and they stumbled upon Lucha Underground. They've never seen wrestling before, and we turned them into wrestling fans. And then a couple of weeks later, I see them at another con, and they were like, yeah, I started watching WWE because of Lucha Underground. So that's kind of cool too.
Yeah, I do feel like, because the presentation is so unique and so, you know, it appeals, I feel like, to an even broader base of people that would give it a watch. I mean, that's one of the things I love about Lucha, because, you know, I'm like, you know, want to be an evangelist for pro wrestling. You know, I think it's some of the best storytelling there is. But, you know, I wanted to talk about Worldwide Underground, your work with them. What has that been like, you know, working with, you know, guys like Johnny Mundo and, you know, guys like Taya and stuff like that?
Super fun. Everyone's super talented. I mean, everyone knows Johnny Mundo. Like, it's a household name by now. Jack Evans, if you don't know who he is, like, he's phenomenal. Like, he can do any wrestling move under the sun. He's invented most of the high flying moves that we still do today. Most people don't know that. Just super talented, you know. Like, I'm usually, I consider myself like I can pretty much do anything in the ring, out of the ring, and stuff like that. But when with these guys, I'm like, I almost feel like the lesser guy because they're so much better. But we all feed off each other, which is cool too. Like, me and Jack, like, we feed off each other like crazy. Me and Johnny, I learned so much from him as a performer, like, in the ring and even out of the ring. And he says the same about me, which I'm flattered, by the way. And it's super cool. Like, I've been in a bunch of good factions over the years, Nexus Core and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this is, like, probably the most fun I've ever had. Like, just, like, you know, and people can tell, like you said earlier, like, we have so much fun that people, we play the heels, but people love us because we're just having so much fun.
Yeah, the chemistry right? jumps off the screen.
Kind of like DX in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, in between season 3 and season 4, you know, as a Lucha Underground fan, you know, I was a little worried. Just what was, you know, sort of the headspace in the locker room, like, sort of waiting to hear?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really get told a lot of things a lot of the time, and some people do get. I just kind of like stay out of it, and when it happens, it happens. I try not to get my hopes high. Between seasons, I can't remember if that was the one. I broke my leg, so I broke both my legs twice, base jumping.
Wow.
So I was out for a whole year, which, so, like, that break was actually, it benefited me in a way, so I could recover. And I was kind of like out of the loop too. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if we were going to come back. I didn't know if I was ever going to walk again. So to be where I am right now and, like, back at Lucha and back at my normal health, it's kind of really cool for me.
So more injuries in extreme sports than in pro wrestling. Would
oh yeah.
You say for,
yeah. Oh yeah. I don't think I've ever been injured in wrestling. I've been wrestling for 21 years now. Oh, maybe one. Yeah. Touch wood. I think I've one or two, like, minor injuries, like maybe like a month out at the most. So extreme sports is definitely my kryptonite.
Well, be safe out there, DJ. Be safe. Darewolf this season, very much more so colorful than I've seen. So what was the inspiration behind that?
I just wanted to do something different. You know, like, the way Lucha is shot to is very different. And, like, even the color tones they use, it's very dark because it's an underground fight club.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to do something different. And also, like, PJ Black, it doesn't always have to be black, you know. I wanted to paint a more colorful picture for people and show my what I'm like inside. Like, my friends call me, my personal life, one of my nicknames is Spring Break, a unicorn, like, stuff like that. So I just wanted to bring that out into the character, because, like I said, Darewolf is an extension of me. What the Darewolf in season 4 is pretty much me in real life.
Very cool. Jumping back to Johnny Mundo, have you seen Boone the Bounty Hunter?
I went to the premieres. I even saw the uncut version, like, way before it was even released to the public. And the version on TV right now is way different, and I love it. I love every bit of that movie. It's everything that I want in a movie. It's entertaining. It's super fun. Funny story too. So when I broke my legs, I went to go do my rehab in South Africa, and we have a very outdated cable system there. But one of my favorite channels, the day I got there, premiered Boone the Bounty Hunter at 7 p.m.
Wow.
On a Saturday night.
And text John immediately.
Immediately FaceTimed him. I was like, check this. And he didn't even know about it, so he was super pumped, and I was pumped, and, like, that's why I said he's a household name, because all my mates back in South Africa, they're like, hey, do you know Johnny? I'm like, yeah, he's my mate, and we're in a faction, actually. And they're like, oh, that's cool, man. Can you get us a shirt? Like, he's a household name in Africa.
We had him at a premiere in our studios, actually, up in San Francisco. It's one of the best events we've ever done. It was
awesome.
Such a fun movie. So
yeah, he's such a fun guy,
big
man.
Big plug to Boone the Bounty Hunter. So hell for yeah. Everybody that hasn't seen it, or
it's on Netflix,
it,
on Amazon, buy the Blu-ray DVD.
Yeah, absolutely. Last one for you. If you can just give us a little, maybe a tease of what's to come for season 4, maybe how it's different from seasons past.
Yeah, so obviously the venues are slightly different. As we know, Aerostar is a time traveling character.
Yes.
There's a lot of time traveling, so there's a lot of, like, characters that kind of change, storylines that evolve, and there's a lot of new things, a lot of new characters, which is super exciting. I've been watching all these people on the independent circuits, and I can just tell you it's very exciting. Like, I am so pumped for this whole season to just air.
Awesome.
I don't know what else to say about that, but it's going to be super exciting.
Well, all the believers can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it. PJ Black, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you so much.